Let yourself sit comfortably. Allow your eyes to close gently and your breath to be easy and natural. Take some time to settle yourself. Allow your body and mind to relax. Now sense your breath gently in the area of the chest as if you were breathing in and out of the heart. And let yourself feel all the barriers you have erected, the emotions you've carried, because you have not forgiven. Not forgiven yourself, not forgiven others. Let yourself feel the pain of keeping your heart closed. And breathe gently and kindly and follow along through the three steps of the practice of forgiveness. To let forgiveness deepen and release that which is closed in the heart. First, forgiveness from others. There are many ways that I have hurt and harmed others, betrayed them, abandoned them, caused them suffering or pain, knowingly or unknowingly. I remember these now. And let yourself remember the ways you've caused harm to others. One or two particular incidents, or a number of them. And feel the pain you still carry. As you visualize and remember the ways you've hurt others, feel your own sorrow and regret. Sense that finally you can release this burden and ask forgiveness. Take your time with this practice, as much as you need to picture each memory that still burdens your heart. And as you remember each circumstance or person, remember, too, your own pain and confusion and fear at the time. And then reflect in your heart, in the ways that I have caused pain or sorrow to you, knowingly or unknowingly, out of my own fear and confusion, out of my anger and hurt, and suffering. In this moment, I ask your forgiveness. Forgive me. Forgive me. And as you ask, let yourself also sense that you can be forgiven. Let yourself receive the forgiveness that will allow you to let go, to make amends, to move on with a heart free of this burden. Take your time with this practice and allow whatever incidents and whatever pain and sorrow you have caused to come as they need to be felt fully in the body, to feel the emotions and all the stories, and then to hold them in the sweet water of forgiveness. May I be forgiven. The second direction of forgiveness is forgiveness for ourselves. Let yourself remember the many ways that you've caused pain and suffering, as you have to others now to yourself. Betrayed yourself, harmed yourself, knowingly and unknowingly, in thought or word or deed. So many times. and feel the cost of this self-betrayal. Feel the sorrows, the pain, the shame, all that's carried in the body, the heart, and the mind. And now too, feel your own precious body and life, knowing the ways you have hurt or harmed yourself as you have others. You are ready to release yourself from these burdens. Feel the way you still carry them and judge yourself. And sense that now you are ready to release this pain and burden. Extend forgiveness for each act of harm, one by one as you remember, in this simple way. For the ways I have hurt myself, through action or inaction, betrayed or abandoned myself, caused myself pain as I have to others at times, out of fear, confusion, out of hurt, and anger and ignorance. I now extend a genuine forgiveness to myself. I hold myself with mercy and tenderness. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. If it's helpful, you can place your hand on your heart to literally hold yourself with forgiveness. In all these ways that I may have caused pain and suffering out of my confusion and fear, out of not knowing and being lost, I offer myself forgiveness. And let the healing balm of forgiveness touch every part and cell of your body, and every story and feeling in the mind. Rest in the great heart of forgiveness, and breathe gently, and continue this practice as often and as long as you need. The third direction of forgiveness is forgiveness for those who have hurt or harmed you. In this practice, it is very important not to be hurried, nor to expect that you can forgive or should forgive right away. Sometimes it may take a long time, and sometimes the practice of forgiveness brings up its opposite, and you will feel all the grief and rage and tears and sorrow and shame. Hold all of this with tenderness and forgiveness and mercy, and let this practice be a purification, a process that little by little cleanses the heart, so that when you are ready, bit by bit, you can release the past and forgive even those who've harmed you, so that you can move on freely with your own life. Begin in this way. There are many ways that I have been hurt or harmed by others, abused, abandoned, betrayed knowingly and unknowingly. I remember these now. And let yourself feel the pains and sorrows you still carry. Feel the sorrows from the past that are held in your body and your being. And now sense the burden of this pain, and know that you can release it by gradually extending your forgiveness as your heart is ready. Now continue with these words. I remember the many ways in which you have hurt or wounded or harmed me, abandoned or betrayed me. Out of your fear and pain, out of your hurt and anger and confusion, I've carried this pain in my heart long enough, and to the extent that I'm ready, I now offer you forgiveness. To you who have caused me harm, I release you. I forgive you. I forgive you. As best as I can, I will not put anyone out of my heart. I will release the past and start anew. To the extent that I'm ready, I offer you my forgiveness. While I cannot condone what you did and will do everything in my power to make sure no one is harmed again, now in this moment, I release you. I offer you forgiveness. I release you so that I can move on. And breathing gently in the area of the heart, continue with this third practice of forgiveness as often or as long as it is helpful to you, again and again, in a gentle and courageous way. Liberate your heart as you liberate others.